Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Today we will be discussing about the God concept, the deity concept, and also the worship, prayer, etc., described in the Vedas. Always one should remember, with the available explanations, available data, available information, the modern type of temples were not there in Vedic India. Vedic India, worship and prayer focused mainly on nature. Nature as the universal cosmic phenomenon. Even the cosmic system that has been symbolically presented as Prapancha Purusha. Prapancha Purusha, the whole universe, all Brahmanda, has been symbolically presented as the deity. So, in Purusha Sukta you can see Sahasra Shirisha Purusha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapad, Sabhumim Vishwato Vritva Atyadishta Dishangulam, Purusha Evedam Sarvam Yat Bhudam Yatcha Bhavyam, Purusha Evedam. That Purusha is Prapancha Purusha. Evam Purusha, like this the Prapancha Purusha existed, Yat Bhudam Yatcha Bhavyam. Uda Amrutvasya Ishanah. He is the God of the immortals and the mortals. Whatever is getting controlled in the past, whatever is getting controlled in the present, and whatever may be or will be get controlled in the future. That Ishanah. Amrutvasya Ishanah. Yadannenatirohadi Edavan. Asya Mahima Edavan. Like this, the universal person, the cosmic person, symbolically presented as Vishwajupa. That particular deity, as the symbol of the nature and the cosmic phenomenon, has been worshipped in the Vedas. So, everything present in this world, everything present in the cosmic system, they have all become the part of cosmic person, Prapancha Purusha. So when we adore, when we worship the Prapancha as the symbolic form of a human being, for an ordinary person to imagine, for an ordinary person to think upon, for an ordinary person to bring that form and size in the mind, which is needed, because if you wanted to pray something to somebody, inevitably that particular rupa bhava should come to your mind. Why we are going to the ministers and requesting something? We have to stand in front of them. Why we were going in front of the king and requesting something? Because nearerness is needed for informing the thing. So when the Prapancha Purusha is distributed, his form and size in the whole universe, for bringing our mind nearer to that God, Rupam and Bhavam are needed. Size and shape and the form, these are needed so we could bring the whole universe as a prapancha purusha. And that prapancha purusha, Vishwadas Chakshuruda, Vishwada Omugo, Vishwada Obahuruda, Vishwadas Path, the whole Vishwam, the cosmic system, has got his brain, his eyes, his ears, his hands, and also his leg. That means that prapancha purusha can reach anywhere because he himself has got manifested and manipulated as the prapancha purusha. In short, just like we say the air, air is available everywhere. It is distributed throughout. Moisture is available everywhere. It is distributed throughout. So whatever is getting distributed can also be symbolically presented as the small form. Just like we make a globe for teaching the students of lower class about the earth. About the earth we make a small globe. But remember that this globe is not earth, the earth is not this globe, but it is the miniature form of the earth. So, like that, the whole cosmic system we could bring to a miniature small form of a prapancha purusha. This prapancha purusha has been explained in Bhagavad Gita also. In the 11th chapter, you can see Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga Pyayam. And also in Mahabharata and other places you can see Shandagaram Bhujagashayanam Patmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Vishwakaram. Both words are correct. Vishwadharam Vishwakaram Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikandam, and it goes like that. Similarly, Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkaro. This is not a Veda mantra. This is an Itihasa mantra. Vishwam, the whole world, has been symbolically presented as Vishwarupa. That particular Vishwarupa is the deity adored in all the Vedas. So remember, there Subramanya is not there. Ayyappa is not there, and you can see Ganesha is not there, and other type of gods which is coming in the Mahakali, or even Saraswati, Lakshmi, Parvati are there in Vedas, but in different from Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. They are also there in Vedas, but not in the way we adore. We worship in the present form. Rama and Krishna, Parashurama, Balarama, they are not there in the Vedas. But nowadays we have got these type of forms and worshipping focuses. In ancient India, Vedic India, only the prapancha purusha existed. Now remember that prapancha purusha and prapancha chaitanya, the energy, cosmic energy, there the whole focus went into. So we focus the energy, and that energy is the manifestation of the cosmic system. In a scientific way, we can even say E is equal to mc square. Everything ends in energy. So that energy we nurtured and we nourished. So, creating energy, that was one form of worship we performed in earlier days. That is why havanas, homas, yagas, yajnas were performed. Because we worshipped sun god. Why we worshipped sun? Exclusively because it's the part of cosmic system. Sun got worshipped, or we worship sun because it is the part of cosmic system. So we said, Akrishnen Rajasa Vartamano Nimeshayannam. Like that, Pradvitvaya Dhata Loka Devitvam Vishnu Nadrata. We worshipped the earth. We worshipped the earth because it is the part of the cosmic system. We worshipped the sun god because it is the part of the cosmic system. We worshipped the moon, apyaya swasameta devishvada soma vrishnyam bhava vajasya sangade. Because it is a part of the cosmic system. We worship the air because it is the part of the cosmic system. And you take anything in this universe, we worship each and every one of that exclusively because it is the part and parcel of the cosmic energy, cosmic form, cosmic system. So when we worship the Prapancha Purusha through Purusha Sukta, and also through other systems, then automatically each and every part of that Prapancha Purusha becomes respectable and adorable to us. Just like when I worship my mother, I do the namaskara, prostration to her, touching her feet. When my mother I am worshipping, her feet is part of my worship. And when she puts her hand on my head and blesses me, that hand is becoming adorable and I consider that hand as respectable. So the whole body of mother, whole body of father, they are all part of my worshipping system. Just like that, the deity we adored has got an infinite diameter, has got an infinite circumference, because it is nothing but the universe itself. And the universe and the cosmic system and the nature, they are all inseparably one, united. They are one and the same. So all whatever is existing in the nature became the center of our worship. So many plants we started worshipping. We started worshipping the animals. We started worshipping the planets. We started worshipping the air. We started worshipping the Himalayas. You know, Astyuttarasyam Dishi Devadatma Himalayo Namana Gadi Raja. So Himalaya became one of the part of our worship. And Kailasa became an epicenter of our worship. And sun became the center of our worship, because that sun, because of which we are all living here in the world. Everything, you just imagine, whatever is present in this world, whatever is present in the universe, whether it is moon, Jupiter, Mercury, whether it is the stars, whether even the clouds, even the rain, even the summer sunlight, everything got under the category of our worship, prayer, explanation, and Vedic hymns, including lightning. Why it is so? Because they are all part of the cosmic system. When, just I told you few seconds back, when mother is divine for me, all the part of mother is divine for me. When father is divine for me, all the part of Father is divine for me. When earth is divine for me, all the parts of earth, like mountains, like forest, like river, like oceans, like air, like stones, and everything you consider, they are all part of this earth. And the earth is the part of the solar system. The solar system is the part of the cosmic system. So from infinity to zero, this range is from the minutest molecule. Avakarsha padyantam drivyam paramanu revam anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atma guhayam nihitosya jando tamakradu pasyati vidashogo dadu prasadan mahimanamisham. It's a Vedic line. அனோரணியான், ரைட் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்மாலர் தேன் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் பார்ட்டிக்கிள் டில் பிகர் தேன் த பிகஸ்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ். அனோரணியான் மகதோ மகியான் ஆத்மா குகாயாம் நிஹிதோஸ்ய ஜிந்தோ. த ஜீவாத்மா பிரசன்ட் இன் ஆல் லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ், தே ஆர் ஆல் பார்ட் அண்ட் பார்சல் ஆஃப் த ஹிந்து வர்ஷிப். Smaller than the smallest, till bigger than the biggest, and also the Jivatma and Paramatma Chaitanya present in each and everything, them we call as Brahma Chaitanyam, Paramatma Chaitanyam, Jivatma Chaitanyam, and so on. So materialistically, from atom till the cosmic system, it got under the system of our worship. And the energy behind that, Brahma Chaitanyam and Paramatma Chaitanyam plus Jivatma Chaitanyam, so matter and energy became the part of our prayer and explanation in Vedas. So now just think, when the cosmic system itself is the center of our worship, every part of the cosmic system will become part of our worship. Like the planet became, as I told you earlier, the air, the water, everything became part of our worship. The mountains, the oceans, the rivers, the streams, the water, water molecule, everything became part of our worshipping system. And again you go deep into the subject, you can see that for the greater rishis, imagining the cosmic system, imagining the Himalayas, imagining the full Ganga river, imagining a forest, imagining about the Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, may not be that difficult, because their mind itself was, or their mind itself is the laboratory from where they can imagine all these infinity bound system. Because they can imagine, because they have done the sadhana, they have got the practice, they have got the experience, and using the inner eye, they could see the outer world. We are using the limited outer eye for seeing the outer world. The moment you can use your inner eye for seeing the outer world, like Sir Isaac Newton could see the gravity with his inner eye, just like Albert Einstein could see energy is the final point and all the matter can be converted into energy with his inner eye, and Albert Einstein told the relativity theory using his inner eye, and majority of the scientists could see, analyze the outer world using their inner eyes. That is why, in fact, they are all called as a scientist. They are all called nasato vidyate bhavo na abhavo vidyate sadaha ubayoravi drishtondastanayo tattvadarshibhi. Those who can understand that whatever is existing here cannot be made non-existing, whatever is non-existing here cannot be made existing, those who know that, they are known as the scientists. These are the words of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So all whatever is present here, whatever may be its size and shape, ancient Indian rishis could imagine with their inner eyes. But for a common man like me and you, imagining that is very difficult. Thinking about that is very difficult. Watching that through the inner eye is impossible, because we are ordinary human being. So the whole Kailasa Parvatam, they brought into a small form as Shivalinga. The whole Kailasa Parvatam, if you are taking the inset picture of Mount Kailas, you can see that it will be exactly the shape of Shivalinga. And the whole universe system, the creation of the universe system explained in the Vedas. Idova imani bhudani jayande, Vedic mantra, from where all these living and non-living system got evolved. That the whole cosmic system from where all these things got evolved. So there is a date of evolution. According to Narlikar, this is stable state theory. The whole universe existed in the past. It will be existing in the present. And it will also be existing in the future. This is Narlikar's stable state theory. Whereas Big Bang theory states that the whole universe got evolved through a Big Bang extended for millions of years. So that Big Bang is the point of origin of the living and non-living beings in the cosmic system. That we called as Brahma. So from Vedas, for the common man's imagination, from the Vedic period, the inner eye's role got slightly diluted and outer eye's role got slightly elevated. One got diluted, inner eye's role, and outer eye's role got elevated. So we created four-dimensional Lord Brahma with x-axis, y-axis, z-axis and time-axis. So we can see the worshipping hymns, H-Y-M-N-S, hymns in Vedas, connected with Yedo Va Imani Bhudani Jayande, all these system got evolved from the nature. That particular system which is responsible for the evolution, that particular system which is responsible for the creation, that particular system which is responsible for the beginning of everything, that we called it as Lord Brahma. So from Vedas, we slowly started drifting into slightly diluted system for the common man. So the whole universe is maintained like this stable state theory. The system through which the whole universe, whole planets, whole solar systems, including the earth, including the plants, including the planets, including the animals are maintained. Enava jadani jivanti, whatever is got its birth, whether living or non-living being, it is maintained in this universe system through another force which we called as Mahavishnu. So Vishnu is adored in Vedas also. Brahma is also adored and explained in Vedas. And Lord Shiva, Namaste Rudramanya Vaudodaisha Ve Namaha, Namaste Astudanvane Bhagubhyam Dade Namaha, Yataisha Shivadama Shivam Babuva Dedano, Shiva Saravya Yadavadayano Rudramradaya, Shiva and Rudra. Highly active form of the destructive system is called Raudra Bhava Rudra. Highly silent part of the destructive force is known as Shiva Bhava. So we could make Vedic hymns on Srishti Sthiti Samhara, creation, maintenance and destruction. And up to this you can see in the Vedas. So Veda Mantra adores the sun god. You can see Tat Savidur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prajodayat. Veda Mantra adores Lord Shiva. Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vartanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamrtat. We adore the air, as I told 2 days back. Namaste Vayo Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Because air is the part of cosmic system. And you can see we adored the Mars, Shamagni Ragnevikara Channastavadasudyaha, we adore the Mars, M-A-R-S. And like this, we adored through Vedas, we respected, we worshipped, we prayed, we explained, we narrated. Use any word for that. Through Veda mantras, and the cosmic system itself has been considered as the divine power in the Hindus during the Vedic period, because the mantra drashtaraha, Vedic rishis had the inner eye to look into the outer world. But we do not have that experiential inner eye to explain the outer world. So our rishis themselves composed the whole universal system into symbolic miniature form, and thus came the Vishnu Rupa, Brahma Rupa, Shiva Rupa, and Vishnu Patni Parvati Rupa, Brahma Patni Saraswati Rupam, and also Vishnu Patni Lakshmi Rupam. Why these two came into existence? Because Prapancha Purusha, it is the masculine form. Prakriti Devi, it is the feminine form. So masculine and feminine forms are needed for the creation, survival and destruction. All these are needed. Just like we have got in an atom negatively charged electrons and positively charged protons, just like we have got in the earth the north pole and south pole, just like we have got in an atom the plus one electron will be moving in the clockwise direction, another electron will be moving in the negative direction. Like we have got plus one azimuthal quantum number and minus one the azimuthal quantum number, plus one and minus one, north pole and south pole, centrifugal and centripetal, clockwise and anti-clockwise, pollen grains and ovary. Just like we have got sunrise and sunset, just like we have got full moon and no moon, just like we have got rainy season and just opposite of that summer season, winter season and summer season, everything has got minimum 2 points in that. Everything in this world has got 2 points in that. So we have got masculine form of the cosmic system as Prapancha Purusha, feminine form of the nature system as Prakriti Devi, and Prakriti Devi is explained as Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati. They are all Sankalpa Rupa, and Prapancha Purusha has been brought into the miniature form for our imagination as Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Up to this come the Vedic deities, below which it goes to Puranas and Itihasas. So remember that the Vedic concept of God is highest level of science, and remember that this particular cosmic God never tells that you should worship only me. The cosmic system never instructs you that you should not worship other God. The cosmic system of God never talks at all, and never instructs, never guides. It is the Sakshi Bhava of the Prapancha. That is why the God is not a destructive force for us. The God is the Sakshi Bhava, and nature gives the punishment. Whenever the system in equilibrium is disturbed, the system will adjust itself in such a way that effect of the disturbance will be nullified. Nature gives the punishment and nature gives the other positive of that. But the cosmic system is Sakshi Bhava. It is the chairman of the system. And the chairman just sits. When the committee meeting goes, somebody welcomes him, somebody gives the vote of thanks, somebody else will be delivering the lecture, and the people will be applauding, people will be asking the question, Sakshi Bhava, the chairman will be sitting there. So the chairman is the cosmic system, and all other organizers are the natures. that nature guides, controls, evaluates, estimates, appreciates, motivates, and take the things forward. And that cosmic system, if you can understand very well through your sadhana, you can see that we are only the miniature part of that nature. We came to this earth and living here for some time, and after that we will be going, just like sun is rising and in the evening sun is setting. So when the rise is there, birth is there, setting is there, death is also there. In between we are acting the drama of life. Act the drama with the dharma. Thank you very much. My pranams to you.